Hey, thanks for having us. Do we sound okay? We're very new to this whole joining.
It's like I said,
subscribe to Simply Bitcoin.
Okay, sweet.
Beautiful.
I love how that's actually your actual voice, that smooth, deep voice.
That's what everyone says at the conference. He actually recorded a voice note because someone's like, can you record this for my wife?
Oh, Pedro just put it live, so I guess we're live now.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh, wow. Yes,
Okay, so we don't have Craig. I will do the honors. So welcome everybody to another test stream of the Meme Factory. Today we have with us Carla and Walker of the Crypto Couple, Bitcoin Couple, whatever. How are you guys? Welcome.
I'm good. We're happy to be here.
A little bit jet lagged, but
you're looking fantastic this evening, by the way.
Thanks, man. I think you guys just came back from Lugano. How was it? Switzerland. The photos, because I made a few promos, like the photos and everything, like it looks like out of this world, like like out of a fairy tale or something, right?
It
was stunning. Like, I want to live there. And I don't say that about a lot of places.
No, it was a beautiful spot. They did a fantastic job with the conference.
I think I like international conferences more than American ones. But
it was a good vibe. It was a good vibe.
Interesting.
Yeah, you do. Okay, that's good to remember for later on in the show.
You just have so many people from like all over the world. And like, there's something also about like Italians that they just like party really hard, I guess.
Yeah.
We went out with the Bitcoin Italia podcast guys and it was like 5 a.m. I was like, oh my God, I'm an old lady.
Those guys showed us a very good time in Milan. Like, it was a bit of a rough next morning, but we made it in one piece.
Yeah. Europeans party a little bit different than Americans do. Yeah. They go all night.
That's for sure. All night long. Time. Yeah. Yeah, in Europe, the party's like starting when it's finishing in the U.S. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, U.S. versus like European weddings are nuts. Like in the U.S., it's like we'll end it at 10 p.m. and in Europe, it's like okay, maybe we'll have dinner at midnight or so, and then you know continue on until sunshine again.
3 in the morning, like another like entrees like coming around.
Yes,
food, more alcohol, more music. Okay. Europeans are the best, right, Yellow?
Meh.
I'm pretty sure Yellow is also thinking like me, like Europeans are not the same.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I mean the fringe of Europe, I'm there, but like I'm the Mexico of Europe. And is that racist? Sorry.
I thought that was Romania.
Yeah, that's
there. No, it's Greece.
Do you know Canex?
Yeah, Canex, right?
People love Greece. My big fat Greek wedding. No one even knows Romania.
So, your first generation, second generation from Romania in the States?
I was born in Bucharest, but I moved.
Oh, okay. So you're freshly immigrated to the States, right? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's ESL, so like she's the real deal.
You'd never guess.
I know. Now she speaks English better than most of us.
Her broken English.
Romania,
really understand
Romania
it.
Or Transylvania? North Romania, Transylvania, or Romanian?
Born in Bucharest, but family's from Transylvania, Maramureș.
Okay. For everyone who doesn't know, there's a difference there. I won't go there. It's like a very big story, even bigger, I think, from Greece. And
Rusty has a question. Hold on. Rusty.
Yeah. Oh, so Rusty, go ahead.
Oh, g'day. You guys know I'm a big fan. So that's not really a question. I just want to say hello. Are we live? Is that a question?
Hi, glad that we're finally talking after we worked together so hard on that presentation.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, although I've got a bone to pick with you on that one. I think you said you were going to give me a shout out, and I must have watched it like 5 times, and there wasn't a single shout out. What happened?
What?
Is it an excuse? I thought we did, but
I thought
honest,
we did too.
Is it an excuse that Tone Vase had us pretty liquored up for that? Is that, you know, maybe.
For anyone wondering what this is about, yeah, it was the Scammy Awards that Tone Vase put on an Unpop Skateboard. And I did all the graphics, and then you guys hosted. It was awesome. I still use the graphics now. Anytime someone from the Scammy Awards says something scammy, I post up their nominee photo.
Those predictions were actually pretty solid. I'll just say that. Like, they all really outdid themselves, the winners, in terms of scamming this year. So, yeah.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so I do have a question, though. I am a sword owner myself. I have a European medieval sword, which I had black, I had made by a blacksmith in the Isle of Skye. I noticed you guys have some swords as well. Talk to me about how much fantasy stuff you guys have made and had made and are in your wardrobe.
Man, I wish we were cool enough to have stuff made for us. Honestly, most of those swords I picked up like at flea markets when I was a young child in northern Wisconsin. And I just really enjoyed having various blade weapons. And so there was one point where my mom was like cleaning out the basement. We happened to be up visiting and she was like,
can you please
take some of these weapons away because I don't have room for them? And I was like, yes, please. And Carla was like, what are we going to do with all these swords? And now we have a great use for all of them besides, you know, home defense, which is using them in various skits. So it worked out okay.
How many swords do you have then?
Yeah, how many?
Are we counting dirks as a short sword?
We're not counting the long sword.
Anything that's pointy and sharp. How many?
Probably at least 10. At least 10, and then if you had the practice swords from the other...
Yeah, we also have some practice
swords. We tried to do some self-defense. What was the one with the wooden ones?
Yeah, well, those are like more of a Japanese-style sword. But that's it. Okay, now we're getting in the weeds. But yeah, we've probably got about 10 different swords. I probably have a few dozen throwing knives and various projectile implements.
Your hoarding, Walker, did come useful because, like, now you're creating all that content and you're going to use all that stuff, right? Like in every video, I see different props coming in and I love it.
You never know when you might need it.
Yeah.
Speaking of swords.
This up now because we have a little message from backstage. Yeah, Greg is not here today because he's got the COVID, which we can't. But usually he gets people to, we have to monetize his channel. It is a test stream and there's such a thing as an ad read. So,
I don't know if
you guys could check your DMs. I don't know who's DMing the ad read to you guys right now, but we need to get paid on this stream. Yeah, you got it. All right,
we got it. I think we can.
Wartime Micro Chad.
That's it.
Are we doing it now?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
You need to get paid.
All right. This episode of the Meme Factory TM is brought to you by our good friends at SusCorp and their revolutionary new dating app, Freedom Marriages. That's right, a dating app with a truly happy ending for both you and him and her.
Do you yearn to spend your days with your soulmate shitposting direct to camera at the top of your voice while wearing elven ears, a smoking hot spandex catsuit, and brandishing a 3-foot-long Arthurian sword?
Do you daydream about wading through your Simon and Garfunkel greatest hits collection with a better half at your side?
Before hammering their classics into fresh new versions that capture the imaginations of next-generation sad stackers.
Well, wake you, funk and wake you, friends, because dreaming time is over, and Chisinau is the capital of Moldova?
Anyway, forget that, because today, SusCorp is releasing Freedom Marriages, an app that is guaranteed to pair you with the Bitcoiner of your dreams, so that you too can spend your days slaying American folk songs, winning hearts and minds, and building much-needed bridges over troubled waters.
So don't delay. Head to SusCorp Romance Store and use discount code. Sailor tweeted our video and made Simon and Garfunkel number one in 4 countries again before sliding into my wife's DMs for 21% off a lifetime membership.
Hey. Thank you.
This was the smoothest ad read ever.
That was the best one we've ever had.
I think you really, you went on in the roles, right? What had something to, huh?
only way we know how to do it, you know. You gotta dive in.
Exactly. Man. So a little backstory. Let's take it from the start. I first saw you guys getting on Twitter space with basically reposting your TikTok content, right? You were doing fucking great there in that platform. But then you were a little bit on the altcoins and stuff. You didn't know exactly where this thing should go, would go. I don't know how you can say it, but like slowly I saw you like transitioning to like, oh, okay, this is where it's at, basically. This is Bitcoin, right? Like, and slowly I saw you more and more content focused on Bitcoin. And then I think you dropped TikTok too, or you got thrown out. Like, what's the backstory a little bit?
You want to dive in first?
Yeah. So from the very beginning, we still have our day jobs. We work in telecom. We started a new company during the pandemic. Moral of the story, we needed to get microcontrollers, semiconductor, all that jazz.
Hardware, software, which turns out a bad idea.
At the time, yeah, very bad timing. So we were really depressed because our startup basically imploded, and then we were stoned on the couch. And I looked at Walker and I was like,
Becca, you know what?
Right? Like, we were just really, like, this all happened by complete accident. Like, none of this was planned. So I just look at Walker, I'm like, everyone's so angry on Twitter. Like, what if we just...
We've been lurking, you know?
Yeah, we've been lurking for years. So we're like, what if we just... And I, like, was recently getting back into production a bit because the pandemic, like, I just had time to play around with shit. And then we're like, let's just try out a tester video. Like, there's so many people who hate Bitcoin. And then it just happened to go viral on TikTok, which literally no one expected. Yeah, so we were like, okay, I guess people do want some comedy in the space.
Yeah, and like, you have a good observation with sort of our progression of videos. What I will say is that, like, from the beginning, so again, have never gotten paid for doing this. Like, we make this because we enjoy it, right? You know, and at first, like, we really wanted to try and really just like try to grow our own audience and figure out, okay, how can we reach people? But even in those earlier videos, like the characterization that we did of Bitcoin versus how we characterize everyone else, yeah, we wanted to try and make it sort of obvious, but also subtle that, like, yeah, listen, we're making fun of you altcoins. Like, we are making fun of you. Like, Bitcoin is the only one that is pseudo serious as a blue devil, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's our Trojan horse in a way. Like, that's why we still have crypto in the name, right? Because mm-hmm. it's a foot in the door for the altcoin folks who maybe would be too turned off by the toxic maxilinity of Bitcoiners, yeah, to, you know, dive into the BTC couple. But like, crypto couple, oh, okay, maybe they're, you know.
You leave the door open. I mean, it's marketing.
I can totally understand. I have ICO in my handling, so.
Exactly. Yeah.
I kind of felt like in the early videos that you guys were also making kind of fun of the Bitcoiners as well. I thought that was hilarious. You know? You were like,
oh yeah, like, and we still do. We still do.
It is. If
a Bitcoiner gets mad about that, like, you can't.
No. I fucking love it personally.
Yeah.
Banana bread. It's a meme about that. Banana bread. It's like the meme about that, like making fun of us ourselves, and that's like the best kind of fun, I think, because like then you can figure out, like, okay, I need this. This is kind of serious, but like this thing we're saying here, it's a little bit, you know, I don't know. It sounds weird, a little bit cultish, you know? So maybe.
The amount of times I literally look at Walker and like, I'll like write a line or sing a line and I'm like, dude, this sounds so culty, but like I'm into it.
Yeah. It's like, oh shit, like wait. Are we making propaganda? Like,
oh no, literally so many times I'm like, I'm a propagandist. But that's okay.
Oh, I am.
Oh yeah.
Everything is propaganda.
But I'm like, yeah, I'm a counter propagandist. So it's fine, right?
Yeah.
Influencer.
Embrace it.
Yeah, be careful.
Like, at least I admit it.
Yes.
In a total unrelated subject, Coinbase. No.
I thought maybe we would.
Wait.
What's your dog's name?
Oh.
Oh, this guy? Oh, this is Bowie.
Like Bowie. David Bowie.
Hey, Bowie.
He's a Bowie.
we recently lost our dog, Labra. If Bowie knows where Labra is, maybe they talk.
Labra, hold on.
Sorry, I thought you meant an
accent. Yeah.
You got me there.
Labra, please come home.
Yeah, Labra, I know you're watching this, man. Come home.
I thought it was Ghost of Labra.
He ghosted us. The Ghost of Labra ghosted us.
Oh, double ghost.
Yeah.
Ghost squared.
There was only going to be 21, and apparently it was really the last one. I think Becca has some sandwiches, or would like to take you guys' orders.
So here at the Meme Factory, all of the guests starting last stream or the one before gets to order sandwiches from Becca's Sandwich Shop. So we have...
Ooh, you have Wild Bush Pig.
I know, wait, come on.
Wild Bush Pig pulled pork sammies. We have, in honor of your recent trip to Switzerland, some Rösti with Schweizer Käse. I recommend this. And down here at the bottom, Angry Yellow. Yellows don't stop grilling well done steak, Sammy.
Well done.
You got to get your sandwich orders in with me, and then I'll have my pigeon carriers send them out, and then you should have it by the end of the stream. So,
I mean, I got to go with the bush pig. Wow. I got to go with Svetsky's bush pig.
Yeah.
Toxic. I love it. And Walker.
Are you about superior genetics? Is that why, Carla? Is that the reason?
Oh, fun fact about superior genes. She's, well, can I say this?
That's fine.
She is literally 100% Balkan. Like, there's nothing else in her gene report that is now in the government.
I have no OPSEC. They know everything.
A little 23andMe, before you knew the government was taking everything from
But it was such a boring answer. The whole thing was literally one color. It's 100%
Balkan. I've never seen another circle besides her sister's that is literally, it's just pure one color. It's just 100%. Yep, you're Balkan. That's it. Like, every other gene that her parents had was kicked out. Like, that, just Balkan is left. I am a mutt myself. So I'll go with the, can I get the steak sandwich, like, medium rare at least, or does it have to be well done?
And no, it's well done, because Yellow's angry all the time, so we're just
I'm not.
Yes, you are. great, thank you, we can continue.
Wait, I'm gonna change my answer to the Swiss one that I can't pronounce, because
okay,
I'm sorry.
Excellent,
yeah,
it's
go,
grated
potatoes, so Becca, you have to take a photo of that and tweet it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that you should. Yeah, that's so good.
Deal.
That's too much of a work to go wasted like in this stream.
Beautiful.
It really is.
Excellent. Let's continue on. Yellow.
Nah, Sean, I think you had something.
No, I think I think actually Rusty had.
You still a round robin.
Yeah.
Rusty's gonna keep raking me over the coals.
I got another controversial question for you. Actually,
it's been quiet all night long, though. I don't know why.
Yeah. All right. So my controversial question is: you guys keep telling this story about how you've got crypto couple in your name, and it's because you've got a foot in the door, and blah blah blah. Ooh. Is the truth that you had crypto couple, and you don't want to lose, the kind of the recognition that tag has? So you just don't want to start a new account. And you just post, you're like retroactively applying this whole foot in the door story to justify it. That's my controversial question.
Let me answer your question that was not
Rusty
really
is Australian, by the way.
I can tell by the upside down question. Let me ask. So would you say that we should instead cave to the pressure to change our name?
Oh, I see what you've done. You put me in a corner.
The only corners are the ones that you make, brother.
Ooh.
Yeah, no. Pass. Yeah, no, you win this round. Back to you, Plan Marcus.
I will say this. Crypto couple does flow off the tongue better than Bitcoin couple.
Wait, Sean, don't go ahead, man. Like, this Dinza Serasi got destroyed. life.
I can't help myself.
Another differentiation is like, so the crypto couple Twitter, like only I run and I shitpost a lot and I am like myself through that. The other one, we don't shitpost. We reserve for education. Like he'll make really long threads about lightning and stuff.
BTC couple she's referring
yeah.
to. So we have.
But the other one's like the comedy shitpost, like make fun of everything. And the other one's more professional.
And then Walker America is basically me just reply guying Biden. Time so
I was gonna ask that so what's the dynamic? We got, you guys are a couple, you guys release videos together. Walker has 4,000 followers, Carlo's got like 36,000 followers. What's going on there? Are there any arguments ever pop up because of that?
Well, I make the videos.
So I mean, like, honestly, the follower doesn't really concern me too much, because like,
but he works like all the hours, a lot of them in the day job, so I can spend all the hours like working making meme videos.
I can't do what she does, you know.
But yeah,
you could hear me sing.
We co-write. I have a voice for talking. He's tried singing. We might do okay. Nickelback, but
I can sing Nickelback very well.
This is very interesting, very though. I didn't know. So, Carla, you're basically the creative genius, is what you're saying. You're coming up with like the idea, and you're just directing him, and he's just like a prop in your video. Is that correct?
A wine boy. Once she gets in editing mode, you know, it's just like
I can be a raging bitch during editing. So,
Walker's just a pretty face. He's a pretty face. The talent.
But he's a great actor and great writer.
I just need the right direction, you know.
I know sometimes I'm like, voice. I'll make him mad on purpose, and I'm like, again.
Rusty, you're trying to kiss my voice now. Come on.
Whoever is clipping it from us, put a Beyoncé song underneath it.
What did you say?
Who run the world?
It's for me. Who run the world? Yeah, something like that.
Well, it's funny because no one ever expects that I'm the producer, like, and this is always apparent in person, because even like in conferences, most people will literally like beeline to Walker and be like, I love your videos. And I'm just like,
have you met my wife? There she is.
And yeah, I get it. Like, I'm pretty tall and imposing and like scary and like whatever, sexy. But yeah, I don't know. People just never assume that the like woman's doing the editing, I guess.
Honestly, I don't know how she has the patience on the editing side of things. Like,
yeah, they don't know you're first generation Romanian. That's why.
I know. But that's why people don't realize when they say mean shit to me on Twitter. I'm like, yo, nothing you say is meaner than what I've heard from my family. Like, please.
her mom is a savage in the best possible way. I adore her. But
nothing is meaner than what I say to me.
So on it.
So people are like, oh, you don't have tits. I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, try harder.
I've seen them. They're there.
Okay, good. I was worried for a second. I was like, Walker, do you know this? Post up
news to me. Yeah.
How much time goes into a video, though? Like a typical video, you guys? It looks like a lot of work. It looks like a lot more work than the stuff we just pluck off the internet, because you guys get dressed, you know. It looks like you put like a lot of makeup on and stuff, and you have to do the shoot and then the editing, and
we have to say that what you do.
I have no clue. Really.
We have to say that what you do, guys, is completely different from all the content creators in Bitcoin Twitter, because like you actually perform whatever we see. You actually perform yourself. Like, we make stuff, but like we're not in it, you know. Like so it's weird. At least for me, being an anon, especially
constantly. You know?
Yeah. So something like Funny Money. That's usually like 4 to 5 hours.
That's the
total.
One that proves the surfboard comments are not true, because like in that course,
I objectify myself on that, because
just bobs for days.
Why not? But something like that is about 4 to 5 hours from writing to finished tweet.
We wrote the one yesterday in the car.
Yeah.
5 hours. That's pretty quick, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty quick. So from writing it to acting it and editing, about 5 hours.
Y'all should see her when she's
I'm like a gremlin. Literally, like with my hoodie, like
dude, she just slowly moves closer and closer. And she's like literally an inch. There have been times where I'm like, babe, babe, you got to like come back. Like you're like burning your eyeballs out of their sockets.
But the thing is, for me, I just don't like doing things over multiple days. Like that's where I'm like, I want to do a long term project, but like I just like to do it and then be done.
It's like, y'all know how it is. It's like, I feel like when it comes to memes being actually like hitting it, like you have to be timely. Like, half of the battle is just being at the right time. If you wait too long, it's like the moment's gone and it's not as funny.
The musical ones definitely take longer because that's like, okay, I have to record a song. I have to, and like, well, actually, which has been really cool. Like he got really good at using Midjourney, and that's actually saved a lot of time because we used to rely like heavily on stock footage, but now with the AI, like we can literally take our lyrics and like he creates and remasters and makes really cool images. Mm-hmm. That I'll just layer stuff over, but it makes a lot more sense than anything you could ever find. Does,
I can't find a picture actually, of an old guy standing in a grave with a laptop. Like that just doesn't like exist.
Yeah, getting the keywords right is horrible, man.
I think there are two kind of like videos and memes and call them whatever you want. Like, and I see it in you guys too, that you will do a timely video that it's like up to the current news and stuff. And as you said, Carla, you have to put it right away, like in 5 hours. But you also have started doing more like big picture educational stuff, like the inflation with the wine thing, that you can send that video anytime, anywhere, like whenever somebody newbie has a question about like, why Bitcoin? Oh, this is why Bitcoin, inflation. Let me explain what it is.
Yeah.
There you go. See the video. Like it's fun, it's quick, and you understand it right pretty much. Who doesn't love wine, right? So,
right?
Even you guys have, I think, have started, cheers, to make big picture stuff like that would last, let's say.
Yeah, I know. I even reached out to you, Walker, one time because I was like, dude, I love you, especially the educational stuff. I was like, because I'm always on Instagram too. And I'm like, I want to repost these videos to my normie friends on Instagram. And get those going, because you guys, I really like the gold one that you guys did. Like, why not gold? Like the
parody. You know how that one started?
How did it start? Because it's such a good parody. Really, it was so good.
I'm on a
he's on like work call because like our team's in Europe, so he starts his days really early.
And I'm just, you know, like in my serious, like, you know, like manager mode. You know, got my fiat work face on, and all of a sudden I just like look over
at this is a doorstop.
And we have got, you know, a gold bar. It's not an actual gold bar. It's a doorstop. But I guess every gold bar is just a doorstop at the end of the day.
Hey.
Yeah. But I look over and I just see Carla. She's like, got the gold bar. She's just straight up like slow licking it.
With
and, like,
my camera.
Like, and then like looks at me at the end of it. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
I'm like, gold, but chocolate.
I finished the call. She's like, so we're going to make a video. You have time? You have time? I'm like,
I know. I always have to ask. I'm like, do you have meetings this afternoon?
Not really, but yeah, sure. Okay, we'll make it. But yeah.
But that was like actually one of the most random. Like, I got out of bed and was just like, chocolate, Dove, gold. And literally, like, he looks over and I'm just like, let me, the CFF works, you know? That's the thing. People think we have this grand plan and strategy because they're like, what is your process like? It's like, literally, idea comes into head, test it out. Like,
let me lick a gold bar and see what
happens. Yeah, that's like it. With Yellow, right? When he did Sailor and a Watermelon, that one, he planned that one out for at least five.
Oh, come on. I hate that.
He had meetings about it. It was
so embarrassing. God damn it.
I have to get the
app. I made it in 1.5 minutes. Stop it.
It was his most planned meme ever.
But that's the thing. It's like, it'll just work sometimes, some random thing. It'll just, that's the internet. That's the beauty of it.
So what has been like the most fun reactions you guys have received? Like, did Peter Schiff like try to dunk on you guys or anything like that?
Oh, wait. Yeah. What did he say to the gold video?
He said that it's a waste of our creativity to be in Bitcoin.
He was like, oh, this is pretty, like, I think he acknowledged, like, oh, this is pretty, like, funny. Like, it's a shame that they're, you know, wasting this talent in Bitcoin. Yeah. Peter, if you're listening to this, we'd love to grab dinner sometime. Talk about gold. We'll just sit there and listen. You can tell us all about its long, long history.
We all know that
he
all know that he has corn.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think anyway. Him and Spencer are running some little racket. You know what I mean? They've got some little
Good nice cop, bad cop going on. Gold cop, Bitcoin cop.
We see what you guys are doing. Okay, we get it.
Yeah, they do a little boomer zoomer action.
Yeah.
Right. That's nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, since Labra Huddle is not here, I think Sean is going to have to do the points.
He's just going to have me do the score, huh, Plan Marcus? Okay. So here's the scores so far. Rusty, you have a koala bear. RD, you have a late slip because you showed up late. Sorry. Pedro, you have a mute button. Yellow, you have a Malacca. Malacca is what you have.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say watermelon.
Yeah.
Leave it Malacum.
Yeah, yeah. Becca, you have a brand new oven to make your bread for your sandwiches.
That's nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Marcus.
Wood-fired, maybe?
Wood-fired? No.
Yes, brick, I'm a big quarter. It's a big
pickup. Yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Marcus, you have a couple of turntables because you're a kid DJ. And the best, is for Walker and Carla. Well, you guys have Peter Schiff's Bitcoin. His keys to his Bitcoin. So,
yes. Pretty much. And whoever doesn't understand this segment, Labra started it for some reason. We all played along. We don't know what it means. We all get random points and stuff. I don't know.
I'll remember.
I like it.
It's actually harder than what he made it look like.
Yeah. I think Labra is one of those guys that he will probably like plan this for a week ahead. 100% autistic. Yeah. Becca, you got something.
This time I'm going to say the pi number. I know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Greg is out awkward. And we don't have a moderator. It's awkward. Yeah, we don't have a moderator. Greg is sick. So anybody has a question for the guys?
I have a lot of questions, but I don't want to take the mic all the time. I figured I'll talk to Dude, okay, but like, so my
I'm going to do a question. All right. I'm going to do a question. From all the meetups that you...
Wait, I have a question. I have a question.
Shut up!
I have a question.
So from all the meetups you have made, that you have gone, who from the plebs or the bigger guys, bigger names have made an impression to you guys? Positive one.
That's a tough one. Like,
well, I know mine.
What's yours?
Okay, someone who I never expected to ever meet and is one of the sweetest human beings I've ever had the pleasure of working and hanging out with is like Uncle Rockstar.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Uncle Rockstar. Like, bless his whole soul.
He was so just like, I didn't know what to expect, right? Like,
I was intimidated.
Man. I was, yeah.
I'm not often intimidated.
Because he looks like Vin Diesel. Because he looks like Vin Diesel, is that why?
I can't say what he looks like. I have no idea.
Well, okay, I should put this in context. Like, us going to TabConf. First.
I have no idea who it is.
Rockstar Dev?
Going to TabConf, we were like, it was Rockstar such an Dev. Amazing experience to actually hang out and be with devs, because I'm not a dev and I have so much respect for everyone working on Bitcoin Core, maintainers, new stuff on Lightning, gaming, whatever it may be, and we never really have the opportunity to interact at the bigger conferences with anyone like that. So I don't know, that was honestly for me just really cool.
Yeah, he's a cool dude. I remember he's always at Miami marrying people on the beach.
Did you guys
go out to the beach at all in any of the last couple of years when he's marrying people?
We only went to the conference last year. So
okay, that was your first conference you guys went to, was last year. Okay, yeah, Yeah,
Uncle is a gem because like he didn't even know me, but like he works for Strike, and I was in the Slack room making memes, and I was banned. I didn't know anything how to figure out the bureaucracy of the fucking Twitter. Like I was going to bot to Counter Strike and like legal stuff, and I'm fucking Greek. I don't know this. So, and I'm like, help. And then Bas came and like, oh dude, you're in the same fucking Slack room with Uncle. Like, ask him. Like, he unbanned that guy and that guy and that guy. And apparently he has like a ready to go workflow to go through the Twitter bureaucracy and
of done course. With it. But
yeah, and he helped me out. We even like Zoom call for the subject. Like, imagine how busy that guy is, and he zoomed for a yellow puppet to get unbanned from Twitter, and he didn't have to do
right?
that. Like, awesome. Yeah,
and it's awesome. Because we're such jokers in the community, and like we have no shortage of haters. That is very evident to me, and that's fine. Everyone's entitled to feel however they want, but you know. I was just like shocked that someone would even like say like hello and chat and be so absolutely lovely. Like, I don't know. I feel like I'm being
weird.
Do
share. Before we go to Rusty, I'm going to point out that like we do share some qualities that are the same with the programmers, like the devs and the memers or content creators or whatever. Like, we do share a kind of autism that is like, in both camps, and we both acknowledge that, like, right? And he's a gem. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, I was just gonna, because we're talking about Rockstar Dev, right? He's not actually dead, right? Because I was like 20 minutes into his funeral. I was watching this funeral and I was like, oh shit, okay, this is really sad. And then I was like, what? And then I realized that when I did some research, I realized he wasn't actually dead. But like only when I was 20 minutes into his funeral.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's weird that you didn't understand it when he was tweeting about his funeral. Like, I don't know what to tell you, Rusty.
It was weird when I met him on the beach this summer at the, like, he was marrying people, and right when I meet him, I'm like, hey, I'm Sean. He's like, oh, I'm Rockstar Dev. And he hands me a business card, and in the business card it says, come to my funeral. I was like, is he gonna commit suicide or what is going on right now? You know, he had a date for his funeral in August.
He was playing chess.
Yes.
He's a chess rock star.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Dude is just a genius, I think.
But he also won at BitBlock Boom, right?
He did win against Tidwell. Yeah.
Tidwell and he's also too Balkan. So
yes, yeah, we got along on that. Coincidence. Who's yours?
Rusty, okay, you have another.
I don't know if
person.
We're allowed to do this. Walker, very good tone impression.
I was actually going to give a shout out to Tone Bays.
Yeah, that would be my number two. But Walker does such a good impression.
All right, we got to hear the Tone Bays impression.
Let's go.
Oh, we need the lower pitch.
Oh, boy. Okay, this is
Wait,
tough.
Don't do the pitch too high.
Well, you know, it's kind of tough sometimes when you try to impersonate someone and there's someone as prestigious as Tone Bays because he takes my money anytime I play poker with him. And he organized a hell of a conference, and I like the guy, you know? Okay, that's all I got right now. Shout out to Tone Bays because he, like...
He took a chance on us.
Yeah, he reached out to Carla and was like, hey, like what you guys are doing? Would you want
to
host
this? Like,
want
to come to Vegas?
And, like, we haven't done any Bitcoin conferences before. Like, then you're hopping on a call with this guy. And he's just a down-to-earth, nice guy.
He's like, do whatever you want.
Yeah, runs a hell of a conference. Unconfiscatable was fantastic. And just, again, like pure signal. Everything in one room. Open bar for anyone that was speaking there, which is just like a
godsend.
Great move. Because you're in Vegas, right? But don't play poker with the guy.
No,
that's
Walker lost everything instantly.
But
he's right next to him.
It's a pleasure to lose money to Tone Bays.
I have so many. I have so many. Like, I know a Greek OG from here. Like, and he told me so many stories from that conference because that conference, like, is one of the early ones. Like with Fluffy Pony and
yep.
Tone Vase, and like I have some, and Adam Back, so many stories with alcohol and poker, and basically early Bitcoiners doing whatever they were doing back then. But I cannot, I cannot disclose them now.
Oh my God, yeah, just not. Oh, and shout out to Muzz and X Frog as well, because those guys are rock solid. And also, we're deep in that conference. So while we're giving shots,
yeah, Tone's pretty much the reason why I'm doing what I'm doing. He picked me. I did a graphic for him like years ago, and back in like 2018, and he was like, "Can you do some more graphics for me?" And it blew up to the point where I could, you know, I literally left my Fiat job to go graphics full time because of him. So he's the reason. He's pretty much the reason I'm doing Bitcoin graphics full time now. He's an absolute champion.
Yeah, he gives just people a chance. He just sees you and he's like, yep, you want to do this? And I'm, you know, as being our first conference, it was like, we were like literally starstruck. We were like, oh my God. And then the walls were so paper thin and we heard Greg Foss talking through the walls. And I was like, Walker's like
Greg Foss,
in the bathroom, you know, like, taking his sweet time. And I'm like freaking out on the outside. I'm like, oh my God. But I couldn't scream too loud because the walls were so thin. I'm like, Greg Foss.
One thing leads to another, and James Lavish is like leading you upstairs to Greg Foss's bedroom, which happens to be right next to yours.
And I'm like, I didn't know. Huh, weird.
grabbing some beers out of a garbage can because there was, you know, no fridge. And so Foss, like, well, I can't do Foss right now. I need more time to prepare.
Yeah, for that,
so but you know, like that, you have to get in the right state of mind for Foss. But you know, just drinking beers out of the garbage can full of ice. And I was like, this is my kind of guy. I like it.
So are you finding that, you know, you guys have that reaction to some people in the Bitcoin space, but do you find that other people are having that reaction to you guys now that you guys have hosted a couple of different things and people get to know you a little bit better now?
Yes. It's weird. It's weird.
It's
for us.
It's very strange.
Because we're just like,
I'm an introvert. Yeah. Like in person, yeah. I'm just sort of very like,
yeah. No, real talk. Like after like too much people time, she's like, no, I need to like just play some video games, like be in the, you know, be in the woods, like.
And I've also just like never been a hugger, and like I don't know, I like my space. And
so if you see Carla, give her a big
one. No. The thing is, I feel like in a way, it's almost like it's like we're like characters at Disney World, right? Like when people see us, it's like, oh, like you're this. I mean, and I'll usually wearing some absurd orange outfit, right? Yeah. And like, I'm not like saying like, oh, I'm wearing this absurdity, like, don't come near me. I'm like, no, if someone asks to take a picture, I'm always like, yes, of course. Like, I love meeting people. But sometimes people will literally like not even ask and then like come and put their arm around you and like snap a selfie. And I'm like, whoa, you know, I'm like,
most Bitcoiners are quite respectful of a lot of.
I know, which is why it was surprising to be in Switzerland. Like people were like really entering my bubble without asking me first.
He was probably like, Italian. It's not his fault, you know. But no, it is to your question. It is like, it is strange for us.
Yeah, it's very strange.
We're still just like, we're just Bitcoiners. That's
And we're just people, like weirdos on the internet. But like we're public, right? Like that's the difference. Like we're not NIMs. We're not.
Yeah.
Like
it's like, you know. It's flattering, but it's also being, just like, whoa.
Imagine being a yellow puppet in Greece. He can't go anywhere. He can't go to the grocery store without getting stopped.
Yeah.
Sticks out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
Who's the worst?
Luckily, it never happens in real life. It's only at conferences.
Yeah.
Which means like we're so early.
You know, Bitcoin's gone mainstream when you go to the grocery store and someone's asking you for a picture.
Yeah,
that means I'm like literally going to Antarctica.
It's either mainstream or that's a huge top signal. I'm not
sure.
Right? Yeah,
one of the two.
Yeah, like me starting the fucking spaces, don't start the living spaces.
Yeah, that was a huge top signal. Yeah.
When did you start that again, Yellow? When was it?
2 days before the ath.
Before the all-time high.
The ath is the all-time high, not e.
Yeah.
Time in the market, man.
Before the Athens.
We have an invitation, Sean, don't we?
No. What about RD's question first?
Oh yeah, RD's question. Yeah, let's go, RD.
Hey guys,
are you guys familiar with RD?
Yeah,
he's very shy.
Sorry, I was late. the state have been messing with our clocks here as well, so it's messed me up. Love your stuff, guys. Brilliant. So here's my question, really important one. If the meme factory did exist, and we all know it doesn't, who would you like, who would you retweet, and who would you mute?
Wow. Well, just after that question earlier, I'm going to have to mute World of Rusty.
I only mute people if they're mean.
Raised question. That's the only reason.
It's not meme, actually. It's like because he's Australian, that's their way. Like he was asking Hodlum about money. Like he does that.
Mean, you're married to a Romanian.
He's a good guy.
You know, I'm gonna like Sean, and I'm gonna retweet Yellow.
I'm back.
You're so retweetable. Look at you. You know.
Yeah.
Those eyes staring into my soul.
So I got the mute. Was that?
Not from me, just from him.
After you get the mute, I don't know.
I'm my own person.
Okay. Oh, hey, all right. Let's hear Carla's answers now.
I wouldn't mute anyone here because mute people. Come on.
No, you have to choose.
Gun to your head. You got to mute.
Can I mute you?
No.
Is she allowed to mute me?
No.
Why?
No,
he always just fights the politicians. It's annoying.
You can mute Greg. He's not here.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. I'll mute Greg.
Okay, Greg.
Well, I wouldn't mute anyone here. That's objectively true. Except maybe you, because you always tweet at Biden.
I'm super.
Let's see. I'll go like Bella.
Yeah.
And retweet. I mean, retweet's kind of a tie.
She's flipping through the just so you guys know, she's flipping through all the tiles right now. Just so she's really considering this.
Actually, like, based on data, it'd be Rusty.
Rusty gets a new retweet.
Wow. Now I feel like it's like a sympathy retweet because of the mute.
What do you mean? I retweeted you more than anyone here. We want
take the retweet, man. Take the fucking retweet, Rusty. Come on.
And I love your support and enthusiasm in all your experiences in El Salvador too.
Shout out to El Salvador and Sean.
That's cool. Talking about El Salvador.
Yeah, speaking of El Salvador, so do you guys know what's happening? Block height 840,000.
Oh gosh, I don't know. Bitcoin's dead, probably.
It the halving party?
I think
halving party. Let's go. Yep.
Let's do it.
Yep. Fourth halving of Bitcoin.
We'll be there.
The fourth of 32. We're having the party down in El Salvador. It's going to be a blast. It's at this nice resort. All you can eat, all you can drink.
Oh, yeah.
Alcoholic, non-alcoholic. Right on the beach.
I'm not bored to say it again. Four pools.
Four pools.
Not one, not two, not three. Four pools.
Four pools. We're going to have the meme factory pool. We're going to have the meme tard pool. We're going to have the triple elite memer pool. And then we're going to have just like the free agent memer pool. So.
I thought he said forpus, and I was like, I don't know what that means. This is some Greek thing. I don't know.
Yeah.
You get used to my accent. You get used to it.
Yeah.
It's an acquired taste.
Yeah. But come on down to the halving party. It'll be in March of 2024, and we're going to have an absolute blast with all the Bitcoiners down there.
We'll be there. Honestly, any excuse to go to that beautiful freaking country.
Yes.
We're excited to go back. We're going there in what? Geez, it's
like a week.
A week and a half.
My dad's like, you're going back? I'm like, yeah.
Are you guys going to Pacific Bitcoin by chance?
Yeah. We're going straight from Pacific to El Salvador.
I might see you guys. I think I'm gonna end up going to Pacific Bitcoin, so I might see you guys down there.
Aren't you doing like the basketball thing?
I assume you would be playing.
Yeah. Well, there's no money for it. Come on,
play, man.
Yeah, Sean.
Normally I get paid to play.
You know what's the
and now I'm having to pay. Now I gotta pay to play.
The guy gets paid to play, and he's like a little bit afraid about injuries and shit.
That's also another thing.
Yeah, I get that. Rusty, go ahead, man.
Rusty.
Yeah. I think you were just might have hinted at just then. I've seen some stuff where you guys were like teaching at schools and what were you doing?
Before you answer, was that an Elmer Fudd impersonation?
Our
Rusty almost got a full LRM right there, by the way. That's a like, retweet, and mute.
Oh, wow. I'm learning so many.
LRM is what we do because RD will post a meme and then he'll tag all of us. So we all go in, we like it, then we'll retweet it, and then we'll just mute it because
notifications blow up. Yeah.
Yeah, your noties are too much for noties.
Wow. So many new terms.
I know. Noties. That's fun.
Noties?
I've never heard that before.
It's a great abbreviation.
Yeah. Why would you say notifications? That's way too long. Your noties.
Like, our time is so valuable as Bitcoiners. We can't afford to say entire words. This is
absurd. Blue time.
That's split second.
Back to Russ's question. Because you won't get the hand back.
Basically, we didn't have any idea what we were doing when we went to El Salvador. We were just sort of like, we kept reading all the stuff in the news, positive, negative, Bitcoiner, non-Bitcoiner. And we were like, well, let's just go see what it's like for ourselves. And Shimbera, like, DMs me, Roman Martinez.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, want to come to Bitcoin Beach? And I'm like, duh. So we just head over there. And the next day he's like, you want to go to a school and teach kids how to use Bitcoin? And we were like, yeah. And we took this open air bus. Yeah, we both speak decently well.
Better than I do, but we both, better than most Australians.
It's very similar to Romanian, like all the Romance languages are. So that worked out well. But yeah, we just, it's really all just random, but like, that's sort of what I loved about being there is you can just show up and go and help kids in a mountain. Like, you don't even have to plan anything in advance. And you so just show up.
Shimbera and Bitcoin Beach, they're doing this like every week. They're doing it all the time. And they just will literally go to schools or go into communities and they, you know, give a presentation.
It's not even a presentation. It's just talk. There's
talking and trying to, like, you know, talk about Bitcoin, but also just like talk about, hey,
careers that are tangential to
opportunities here. You have the internet in your pocket. You have a chance to do.
Because they don't have internet, but they have phones.
Well,
they don't necessarily have internet at home. I know, but they have data plans. Yeah,
they have data plans. It's like, that's an amazing thing.
But you see their energy transition from like when you first walk in, because, you know, it's still hot, their masks, and it's like, oh, these people are going to come talk to us. But then it's like, they're getting Bitcoin and they see it in their wallet and they're like, more and more. Like,
well, yeah. Then, so one thing leads to another. And like, this is when like Stack Chain was, you know, really blowing up. And we were talking with some of the guys and they were like, would you, you know,
they're like, can you advertise Stack Chain?
And like, you know, we can we'll get together some sats. We're like, we don't want any sats.
Oh, yeah.
We'll make a Stack Chain video.
Yeah. Like, if you donate
a fundraiser. And so we started talking with a bunch of these guys. And got together.
It was while we were still there. In the pool with mojitos, like in a devil filter. Like,
people were probably looking at us very strangely.
Oh yeah, they definitely.
So, you know, put together a video and like, you know, blast it out there. And Stack Chainers raised. I think we raised
over 6K.
Over a third of a Bitcoin, which is like.
And they're still using it at schools now to give out to kids and
yeah, so they are still, that is like money that went directly from Bitcoiners and is going to kids and communities.
That's
and
awesome.
To help them learn about Bitcoin.
But it all just like happened on the internet.
This is also like a great example of how you don't need, can I swear on here, by the way? Is that a lot?
Fucker, are you serious?
You don't need fucking NFTs or any of that shit in order to fucking fundraise. And you don't need fucking NGOs.
Nope.
You don't need any of that go-between middleman bullshit. You just need money that works and that can actually be traced to its source.
And people who are like, hey, and you need let's people do who this. Care.
And like, you get together with, like, shout out to the Stack Chain. You guys are fucking amazing. You get together with people who care and you're able to do amazing things. And you can do it in a short amount of time and actually have an impact.
And
I think this is a beautiful
learn through thing. It. Because remember, that was with the multi-sig and there were some issues that we like learned about on.
It was my first time using a multi-sig. We used Nunchuck and then like,
There were plenty of issues, but it's good to find them, right?
More like we could only send a certain amount because like the size of the fucking transaction that we were trying to send, like, and the number of UTXOs that went into it was actually like prohibitive. And so like, I was learning new things as I was doing this. Like, we were doing it for a good cause. We had some fucking fun along the way, and it all went to amazing kids and communities in El Salvador. It's like, that is a beautiful thing that Bitcoin was able, like, if it wasn't for Bitcoin, first of all, we wouldn't have been in El Salvador.
And it started with
the
DM.
Second of all, we wouldn't have done any of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Started with a slide into the DMs, you know, as many good stories start.
The Bitcoin community is really cool, but it's even on another level, right? When you go down to El Salvador, like, it just, because everyone can accept it and they've heard of it, and they can down, like, not everyone has a Bitcoin wallet out there, but they all can download a Bitcoin Lightning wallet in 2 seconds and accept Bitcoin. So it's just like, I don't know what it is, but there's definitely something different when you start walking around El Salvador. So that's one of the reasons too why I want to get everyone that wants to get down to El Salvador, I want to give them a good reason.
Yeah,
I think that's another reason to have the having party down there, because now there's no excuse, right? You got, like, you want to come down, you got a year and a half to get down there, you know, so let's make it happen.
And there need to be more people and tourism actively demanding it, because one thing we did notice is, like, even in El Zonte, not everywhere actually accepted it, right?
Yeah.
We were still helping people download wallets, which, you know, we thought we'd show up there and it'd be like, everyone's using it, right? Which
is, that's what I thought. Yeah.
But, like, it's only going to get to that point when there's people like all of us.
But what's funny,
we're like, hey, I want to pay in this, right?
What's funny is that they'll say, oh, it's Bitcoin's down right now. Like, if you try to get someone to download it who doesn't accept Bitcoin, they'll go, oh, it's down. It's like, this is when you need to be accepting it. Yeah. Not when it was up at 70,000. Like, this is when you need to be accepting it, when it is down, you know? So it's just so hard for people to wrap their mind around higher highs and higher lows. It's like the hardest.
Everybody needs to go through a cycle, right? And that right now, a whole country is going through a cycle. So they'll be like miles ahead by the time they finish their first cycle, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Honestly, what Galoy Money is doing with stable sats, I think, is actually huge. Because, like, one thing we heard down there, they have like a saying, and I don't remember it in Spanish, but it's like, when I have a dollar today, I can eat a dollar tomorrow. Like, when I have a dollar of Bitcoin today, I don't know what it's going to be worth tomorrow. Like, I don't know if I can eat. So there is that still perception. Education is still really important. And it's really easy for us in the quote developed world to say, like, oh, come on, just ride the higher highs and ride the lower lows and stack more sats when it's low. But the reality is that the US dollar is a shitcoin, right? It's the US dollar is the worst, right? But it's still better than all the rest. And it does still have stability. Like, yes, it's the worst, but it's still better than everything else that's out there. And so what Galoy is doing with stable sats, and we got to see a little preview of that in the Bitcoin Beach wallet, which is fantastic. I think that's wonderful, because that means people can keep a balance in dollars. They can keep a balance in Bitcoin. They can,
it's like a more hybrid adoption.
And it's a stable coin on Lightning, which is like incredible. I think that's fantastic. And it's necessary as well. Like, we can say, like, a Bitcoin maximalist just spends sats, in my mind. Like, that's all that it means. It doesn't mean you have to have all of your net worth in Bitcoin, because for some people, that's not a reality on a day-to-day basis. So we have to, like, meet them where they are and be conscious of, like, what they need in their day-to-day lives.
Yeah, that's what's cool about even, like, a Strike, right? You can go back and forth from dollars to Bitcoin. Yeah, and, like, and I do that, and I don't necessarily pay taxes on it. I don't keep track of how often I go back and forth.
But we all pay our taxes here.
I mean, I do pay all my taxes. I do pay my taxes, but
no,
but in El Salvador, it's nice because you can do it. You can go back as much as you want, and you don't have to worry.
Opa, break and play, son. Come on,
Sean. I don't know, right? But we all lost our Bitcoin, dude.
Yeah.
What is Bitcoin?
What's Bitcoin? No, it's one of those streams episodes called What You Want that. We're talking and it's fucking awesome, and we haven't basically talked about Bitcoin. Mostly we talk about all around it, right? Like, a question that I have for you guys is, others donate, they go to El Salvador, they go, you get practical with the community there. Others just stack in their home because that's what they want to save their purchasing power away from the fiat world. what's your goal? Like, what's your big picture? What do you aim for? Do you have like a goal like that? It's not about like an amount. It can be like a future that you want to do. Like,
I want free
travel.
Like, whatever that might be, travel. Like, time is that thing that.
Well, especially since we still work, you know, daily in like the fiat mining job, like to truly just wake up in the morning and decide exactly what you want to do.
Yeah, I want freedom of time. And so like, yes, we are constantly aggressively stacking Bitcoin. Yes. And that being said, I am so happy to spend sats, like whether that be in El Salvador, whether that be for an artist that we met through Twitter or through a conference, whatever that may be, because like, when we were at Lugano, Stacey Herbert was saying something. She was telling a story about how she spent 15 Bitcoin to buy an iPhone a number of years
ago. Back in the day.
And she was like, yeah. No, and so she was like, yeah, it's brutal looking back at that now, but that was part of the network effect.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really important thing, because it's, you know, however anyone wants to spend their money, I'm not here to judge you. I'm not here to tell you how to spend your money or save your money. Do whatever the fuck you want. I don't give a shit. Neither does Bitcoin. But I think that Bitcoin maximalists do spend sats, because if you like care about Bitcoin and where it is going, you want that to be the future. How else do we get there if you don't actually use it? It's money. Just use it. Like, and it's easy. And like, and there now, are problems, but we've figured those problems out by using.
And now it's so easy to replenish that sat like with dirty fiat money. Just do it. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Like, you just buy it back.
All that fiat is unrealized Bitcoin. That's it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a good shirt.
Yeah.
And with that, I think we're going to conclude. I don't think I asked Pedro, because he has technical difficulties, let's say like that. If he had a question, he didn't answer. I don't know if you guys have any other questions. I know your links are down in below the video. Do you have any plugins that you want to do or projects that you want to shout out or anything?
Yeah, let people know what you're doing, what you're working on. If you have anything you want to hand off. I'll just
say that the 5th of November is coming up, and Carla, like literally up until 2 minutes before we jumped on here, was working on
screaming at my computer.
Again, she was about this far away from her computer.
My other computer.
It was a good thing we had this. So now we're just slightly farther away from a different computer. I don't know.
5th of November.
Do you edit on Adobe Premiere?
I use Final Cut.
Okay. If I
understood you correctly, remember the 5th of November video is coming, right? Okay.
Wasn't planning on it literally at all. Then this morning I was like, oh my God, it's the 5th Saturday.
For the Don't Stop Believing fans, I'm going to say 23rd of December. You know what it is.
The 5th of November
that's when the bull market,
class,
bull run commences.
Five to six black men.
Awesome.
Learning so much.
So, anybody has any other questions? If not, that's it. It's a wrap.
Thanks, guys.
Stick around.
Thanks for coming on.
Stick around after the stream, there.
Thanks, guys. Take us off.